From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Graduation season is just around the corner, and that means a lot of college students are furiously applying for jobs. Now, one might imagine that the students with the highest grades would have the best odds at getting interviews. But a new study from Ohio State University suggests that might not be the case for women. From the IdeaStream newsroom in Cleveland, Adrian Ma explains.
In college, women generally get better grades than their male peers. But does that mean they're more likely to get a job interview? To answer that question, Ohio State Assistant Professor Natasha Quadlin devised an experiment. She applied to over 1,000 entry-level jobs around the country using resumes that were basically the same, except for the applicant's gender.
And so what I found is that for men, GPA didn't really matter that much.
So a guy with a 2.5 average was almost as likely to get a callback as one with a 3.9.
For women, however, there was this really intriguing pattern. If they had A's or A minuses as their grade point average, they tended to be called back less.
Half as many callbacks as the men. And get this, the difference was even greater for math majors.
It's surprising and it's not.
Nora Barnes is a junior at Notre Dame College in Ohio. Her GPA, 4.0. According to the study, math majors like her were 3 times less likely to get a callback than a man with the same grades.
That, like, hurts a little bit. I don't want that because I've worked really hard. And I want, when I go into a job, I would just hope that my accomplishments and how hard I worked spoke louder on my resume than if I was a female or male.
In a follow-up to the study, a survey of 260 hiring managers found that female applicants were more likely to be described as, quote, likable if they had moderate grades. But Andy Challenger with the outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says many companies are eager to hire high-achieving women, especially in so-called STEM fields like tech and engineering.
Women graduating with these STEM degrees are coming into a really good market where they're going to be really highly valued.
And gender bias? Evelyn Gates, who's a physicist and former head of Cleveland's Natural History Museum, says women entering the workforce should be aware of it.
But for the most part, I hope they forget about it. The burden is not on the young women to change. It really is on the rest of us making decisions to change.
The study's published in the American Sociological Review. In Cleveland, I'm Adrian Ma for Marketplace.